hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me.
I got your shark right here.
Yeah, he's all festive, wearing his Christmas shark shirt. We got special hats made for the Scuba Radio Crab Extravaganza today. We got Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. They're look at them on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. Everybody's dressed up, all festive. Even the scuba magician looks like an elf. I love it.
If I could, I would like to be the first to say, Feliz Navidad.
Okay. Well, you're the first, and probably not the last.
Great. Merry Christmas, today's, everybody.
For the Scuba
Who's
Radio.
In the Christmas spirit?
Well, I'll tell you.
I can't wait. This is going to be a great Crab Extravaganza. I can feel it in my bone.
It's not going to go the way I thought it would.
I mean, it's always a disaster, but it's a fun mess is what it is.
Well, it's like our, like our office Christmas party.
It's a festive
fun mess. And we celebrate on the air usually. And, but it's not going to start off the way I was expecting.
Well, everybody gets a little sloppy, but that's okay.
Well, no, just, okay. So last week, I talked about this on the show. I had a major opportunity that just dropped into my lap. So, I was setting up an interview, which you'll hear next week, with a stunt person from the Avatar movies who was awesome. Working on the underwater stuff. There's a lot of underwater footage in the new Avatar movie that just released yesterday.
Awesome.
And, was talking about this last week, they developed some special technology. James Cameron and the crew from Avatar pioneered new technology, including an underwater lighting system that has never been seen before or never had been developed before. It's kind of like all those crazy Christmas light displays synced to music that have flooded YouTube over the last couple of years. You've seen this stuff,
right? I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, but on steroids and underwater. That was what was really cool, that they developed this technology. Pretty remarkable stuff, but they don't need it anymore. And I was talking to them as I was setting up that interview with the stunt person from Avatar, and they offered the system up to me, CJ.
No way.
Yeah. And as I said last week,
don't give away all your Christmas magic.
Well,
secrets.
As I said last week, I came up with this crazy idea of doing an underwater Christmas light parade, kind of like the Christmas light parade they did last Saturday night in Fort Lauderdale called Winterfest. It's the largest Christmas light boat parade in the world. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, with this technology, could we take a Christmas light parade and do it underwater for divers? It had never been done before. And I pitched them the idea. They loved it.
And you had one of those, like the Grinch, were horrible, horrible idea.
No. You heard me last week. I was pretty pumped about this.
Yeah, I am too.
And I'd been working feverishly ever since. I secured the location, divers, permits, audio feeds, cameras, and video monitors, and with the exception of CJ, because you said you had a conflict.
I did.
You
I had to work.
Couldn't come out
So for
last
once,
night.
You're saying for once you did some legwork.
Well, I did, because, I mean, this kind of opportunity doesn't happen every day. I mean, look, we flew in the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to the event in South Florida, recruited almost 100 divers from the area, and set up in the canal right in front of the Gomez Hilton. Right there in Fort Lauderdale.
I can't wait.
It was a major undertaking, and everything was really coming together. I was really pumped for this. And now the plan was to do this last night and present the world's first ever underwater Christmas light parade as part of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza today. Unfortunately,
awesome.
I don't know what happened last night, CJ. I don't.
What do you mean?
I know this is going to sound weird, and it wouldn't be the first time that I've been to the Gomez Hilton and blacked out due to overindulgence. I mean, that's kind of goes with the territory in that part of the world.
Whiskey? Did you bring you some whiskey? Or
I had some bourbon. I did have some Christmas bourbon, but
so you're a little hungover, is what you're saying.
I am. I'm a little foggy, but the last thing I vaguely remember was an issue with the video feed to these giant monitors that we had for everyone that were going to watch topside while the underwater parade progressed through the canal, right?
Cool.
And Captain Walt had upgraded the Gomez Hilton speakeasy with a glass wall, like a window facing the canal, something that like you would see at Weeki Wachee, right?
Oh, yeah.
But way smaller. So the plan was to have drunken Santa and myself set up in this in the speakeasy down below deck from the Gomez Hilton and do parade play-by-play for everyone up top that were watching on the video monitors and everything. So everything was set. I was super excited, but that's the last thing I remember until waking up this morning at the tiki bar at the Gomez Hilton.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, there were passed out people all over the place. Crap was everywhere. Obviously, quite a party. Wouldn't have been the first.
Were you wearing pants? But
yes. No, okay, I was fine. There was no soreness in any portion of my...
Okay, I wasn't... That's too much.
And but I feel like I kind of let everyone down because, you know, we promoted this heavily. I put all this work into it, and I don't know what the hell happened.
I have no idea. You saw the parade.
No. I said, the last thing I remember...
Wait. You did not see the parade.
I don't know if... I mean...
This buildup and nothing.
I had a couple... I really didn't drink that much,
man,
but
you
blew it. I blacked out. I mean... And
Walt doesn't remember it either.
Well,
we've
just exchanged some texts this morning because I had to get up from Fort Lauderdale and drive back home to Orlando in time for the show today to do the crap extravaganza. And I just don't know what happened. And so I'm a little confused, but the bigger thing is I feel I let everybody down. Well, I don't know. I just don't know what happened.
Well, listen, in the spirit of Christmas, you know, let's just go on with the show. We got plenty of stuff to play.
Yeah.
We'll just play our classic holiday bits and stuff, and we'll still have fun.
Well, we got some of that
stuff. I'm
kind of
bummed, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't mean to let everyone down. I know Barry the Bugger, but he was really excited. He dressed up as Santa today.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beard looks fake.
I had to go to the urgent care and get a tetanus shot after going in that water.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, you remember that much. I mean, Vinny Two Tanks was there. Jerry, the diver guy, the Aqua Gypsy Brittany. We brought in the whole crew and we flew them in. I don't know what happened. It's cost a fortune too. And I'm a little concerned that this, is going to come back.
They made you rent the equipment.
Well, okay. No. The Avatar people gave us the underwater light technology for free, but they're going to be pissed. I mean, you know, I don't have anything to show for it. We were supposed to film this thing, and we had video cameras and everything all set up. And I remember we had some problems with the video feed up top at the Gomez Hilton. And then after that, everything just goes fuzzy. I just don't remember anything.
Like you were hypnotized.
Well, I mean, a missing time. I don't
know what
laws blacked out, whatever. Like
Gomez Hilton will do that to you.
Well, exactly. That's why when I woke up this morning, like, son of a daggone it.
A little too much Greg Nod.
There was so much work I had put into this thing, and now I have nothing to show for it. So I just feel I've really let everybody down. Hopefully, you know, the folks at Avatar will understand.
You got a good idea for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's that.
It was a great idea.
I laid it out. I mean, we had all these elaborate floats and lights. I mean, the technology blow your mind.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, but anywho. Oh, all right, so I know we're starting off.
Have a little Christmas cheer.
Not on a low note, but we're going to try to pick things up for the annual Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.